Property management. What type of an agent is a property manager, special, general, or universal? General. They have a huge job description on someone more continual contractual basis. If I'm managing your apartment building for you and the units are always 100% occupied, am I doing a good job? Nope, that's not my job. My job is to produce the best net operating income and to maintain and increase the principal's investment. Do property managers have to have a written contract in place with the owner of the building? Yes. Do property managers have to have a non-interest bearer demand trust account? No. In fact, a property manager that also deals in sales may not mix the monies together that's from their sales account to their property management account. They must be kept separate. For the property manager to mix them together would constitute, remember that word we learned a long time ago? Commingling. Three basic laws that relate to landlords and tenants. The first one I covered was truth in renting. I summarized it into five little micro sentences. I said you can't have any illegal clauses. You can't have any discrimination. You must have the name and address of the landlord. You must have a paragraph about something that was about understanding. And fifth and finally, who's the other individual that's regulated by this? Publishers of pre-printed rental agreement forms. The Security Deposit Act may also be called the Landlord-Tenant Relationship Act. What is the maximum security deposit allowable? 1.5 times a month's rent. May a landlord charge a non-refundable cleaning fee? Yes. May a landlord charge a pet fee? Yes. Do you think a seeing eye dog is a pet? No, absolutely not. And a landlord needs to have that 14-4 thing in the leasehold agreement. And how many days after the tenant's termination of occupancy must the landlord get them a list and a check for the difference? 30 days. The Summary Procedures Act is another way of saying eviction. What's it called if you make it impossible for the tenant to live there? Constructive eviction. Is that legal? No, that's not legal. There's three legal methods. One is the 7-day, and with that one, during the 7 days, if the tenant pays, the tenant stays. And the other one is the one where you want them out of there. You don't want them coming back. You just want them gone. That one is the 30-day. And the one that you use if there's been a police report filed because of the fact that the tenant was illegally possession of a controlled substance, that one was the 24-hour. The type of leasehold agreement that has a definite expiration date, it's done when it's done, was the estate for yars. And the type that renews itself again and again in the same increment as was the original is called yar-to-yar or periodic. And the one that's most affected by the death of either party was the estate at will, because if either one of us dies, our will dies with us. In an estate for yars, if the tenant dies, could the landlord hold the estate liable for the remainder of the rent? Yes, they could. And the one where the landlord suffers is the estate at sufferance. Is that the same thing as trespass? No. With the estate at sufferance, the tenant took possession lawfully originally. What's the one instance that we can throw the tenant out of the property immediately? Condemnation. And what's the one instance where we may be able to trespass on the premises without the tenant's permission? An emergency. In a residential situation, one normally has a lease in which the tenant pays the large amount of rent and the landlord worries about the ownership expenses. That's called a gross lease. In a commercial situation, one normally has a type of lease in which the tenant pays a smaller amount of rent, but they also cover some of the ownership expenses, such as TIM, taxes, insurance, and maintenance. That lease is called a net lease. May also be called a net-net lease or triple net lease. But when you say net, it just doesn't tell you how many nets there are. There could be one, two, or three nets. And the nets can be almost anything except the mortgage payment. And what's the fancy term for mortgage payment? Debt service. The type of lease that you have at the shopping center, whereby you pay a portion of your gross receipts and so much per square foot, would be a percentage lease. The so much per square foot, in addition to the percentage, is usually referred to as the minimum rent clause. And those minimum rent clauses usually have a factor in them that each year they're going to increase. I don't know why they always increase. They don't ever go down. They're going to increase the greater of 5% or the rate of inflation. That's an index feature. The type of lease that Robert wants when he gets out of dental school to take into account his expenses for getting set up is a graduated lease. The type of lease that may take into account additional expenses that the landlord may incur or subsequent change of use is an escalation lease. Do people ever build buildings on land that they don't own? Yeah. That's called a ground lease. Sale and leaseback. If you were ever able to watch that drawing that I did on the board, you should be able to answer any question that they throw at you because of it. Why on earth would a department store wish to enter into one of these? Think about it. It gives them money that they can use for all the things they need to use money for. Is there any tax benefits for them? Yep, they get to write off the rent. Why would anyone want to purchase a store? Well, it's a sheltered or safe investment. It has a decent rate of return on it. And which party, the hardware store or the investor, gets to claim depreciation? The investor, because they're the actual property owner. And you could have something about straight line depreciation. I think you can handle that. And as far as 1031 exchanges, know that they could also call them like-kind exchanges. That's one of the benefits of real property ownership. But if I ever catch you calling it a tax-free exchange, I'm going to come and wash your mouth out with soap. Got that? Because it's not tax-free, it's tax-deferred.